What is the role of the arts in society? And it's a question I think that many a writer, many a philosopher has been seized with. I want to read a quote from you that I read in the Sunday Times just this weekend. In what ways does listening to great music and watching a graceful and elegant dancer enhance our capability to live more fully and render life's complexities easier to deal with? Well, certainly music and dance at their best portray life as complex, multifaceted and dynamic. And this is why we on 702 Breakfast have been a champion of the arts. And I'm pleased to tell you that Mzansi Ballet is gearing up for an evening of ballet and philanthropy at their special fundraiser, which is taking place on the 9th of May. It's an extraordinary event that is meant to raise funds for the art of ballet in South Africa. Really, the idea is to make it more accessible to diverse audiences across the nation. And so they have partnered with a number of organizations, including, of course, the illustrious Chef Wandile Mabaso, who joins us now in studio, who is going to be a part of this fundraising event to raise funds for ballet. We're also joined by the CEO of Dzana Investments, who's also a Mzansi Ballet board member. But Chef Wandile, I'll start with you. Thank you very much, firstly, for popping into 702. You're going to be part of this glittering gala dinner to raise funds for ballet. Why is it important for you to be a part of this initiative?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all, Bongane. But I think it's very important because it's aligned with everything that we are doing at the moment, which is inspiring and empowering, and also giving opportunities to the disadvantaged or those that don't have access at this point. And also to debunk a lot of perceptions, the fact that ballet is for the elite or ballet is for Europeans. I think knowing that South Africans could actually dance and move very well, I think we could do much, much better in ballet, you know, with more access of our people.
It's a glittering function taking place on Thursday, the 9th of May. And it's going to be happening at the Four Ways Mall Promotions Court. And of course, it's going to be a display of the Gold Rhino of Mapungubwe. This is a ballet I have seen at the Baxter in Cape Town. And it is an absolutely awesome visual feast and fest. What's your involvement in terms of the culinary side?
Well, we're going to donate the entire evening's offering in terms of food and beverage. So therefore, we're going to create a culinary experience that really talks to ballet. So it's really so much as, I'd say, pairing ballet and food.
Wow.
If you look at it that way.
What's on
and,
the menu?
And art as well, because we will have artists. As you know, our food is very artistic and it's always got a story behind it. So we will have visual artists that will have ballet dancers and food that will resemble maybe moves of ballet, tell a story about Mzansi Ballet, and just something that really connects with ballet. But most importantly is to give people a culinary experience for the evening.
You've worked with some of the best chefs in New York, in France. What's on the menu this evening? What are we likely to see on the plates?
Well, I'm still working on it. It's not final.
Okay.
You know, the menus, sometimes they even change on the last minute, depending on supply and how I feel or if I come across something better. But so far, we're actually looking at dessert more of sculptures, and we're looking at probably creating chocolate sculptures of ballet dancers, either chocolate sculptures of the ballet shoes that they normally wear. Is just something that really connects to ballet and inspiring and has got an artistic appeal.
Sounds like gastronomic heaven.
Yes, we're going to do our best. I mean, we're probably looking at about 100 people or plus. So it's never easy at that number. So it is a lot of work, but I think it's worth it. And it's going to be, and I think, a one-of-a-kind evening.
Nkateko Kokoza is, of course, the CEO of Dzana Investments, but also a Mzansi Ballet board member, and joins us on the line. Thank you for your time. I have seen the Gold Rhino of Mapungubwe, that ballet. I saw it in Cape Town. And you're bringing it to Four Ways Mall. Who are you looking forward to participating at an event like this? Because it's not just individuals, but you'd like to invite corporates to get on board.
Yes, Bongani. We look forward to inviting corporates on the 9th. So we're selling seats. We've got 10 tables that we would like to sell at 2,000 Rand a seat. So we would like corporates to ideally do some bulk purchasing of tables, perhaps a table of 10 for 20,000. And then we'll also avail an 11th table for underprivileged children. We're hoping to invite children from, you know, Soweto, Alex, and surrounding townships, you know, children that would never be able to have an opportunity to be part of something like this. You know, we'll be making a selection of the 10, which will fill the 11th table. So we're excited about that, but we really are calling on corporates to lend a hand to our fundraiser dinner.
How much of a difference could an evening like this make to ballet in South Africa?
So the funds that will be raised will be earmarked for outreach programs as well as scholarships. So we're wanting to use the arts to change the lives of people that would otherwise not have access to that environment. So we really are looking forward to building up our fund, you know, for the outreach projects that we've got planned. And we want to have that to have appeal in terms of throughout the provinces, not just in Gauteng. So this is but one of many fundraisers that we'll be putting together. We want to, you know, make sure that we go as far as in Mpumalanga. We want to find the talent wherever it may be lying. So the fundraiser will assist us to be able to do that, to be able to grow teachers that can teach in townships and in all sorts of areas that were otherwise unreachable.
Of course, I mentioned specifically the 9th, which is the evening of the gala dinner and show, but this is going to be a three-day extravaganza, showcasing, of course, the Gold Rhino of Mapungubwe. And this is going to be on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of May, showcasing at Four Ways Mall. And if you want more tickets, you can book your seat by getting in touch with mzansiballet@gmail.com. That's where you can get your connection to this evening. But it's going to be a powerful one because, if nothing else, of course, the actual ballet of the Gold Rhino of Mapungubwe is a visual feast. The stunning costumes by David Tlale. And really, it is a masterpiece, is it not, Nkateko?
Yes, it is. And I think the musical renditions that are part of it will really blow you away. We do have a choir that that sings along with a ballerina. So you'll be quite thrilled to experience, you know, the choir members draped in Tsonga regalia and being part and parcel of that show. You know, part of the reason why I'm involved is that my father as well lended his hand in terms of putting together the music, the artistic music, and putting together the songs that are played within the ballet. So it's really a myriad and a feast, you know, never mind culinary, but in terms of the type of music that you will hear and you'll be exposed to, and of course the type of dance and the level of dancers that we have.
Nkateko Khoza is the CEO of Dzana Investments and a board member of Mzansi Ballet. And appreciate your time, as of course I do the wonderful chef Wandile Mabaso, who's in studio with us.